Blog Talk Radio.
Only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
For business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. We still keep on turning, primary keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Cleaned a lot of pledge in Memphis, pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city till I used to ride on a riverboat queen. It will keep on turning, proud Mary, keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Mm-hmm.
can't wait to fly. Oh, I'm alive. Baby, ooh, feels so good.
gracious, creep all the fire. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I'm really excited today because I have a really cool guest. His name is Asen Knight, and he lives in West Virginia. He's one of my buddies that's been on the show before, and he's very accurate and very right on and very cool. I love having him. So we're going to get right to him here in just a little bit. Earlier you heard Orville Byrd. He was playing his Earth song. And then you heard Bethany Caudill, one of her new covers that she just did in the studio. Then you heard her singing Great Balls of Fire, which is a very good song. And we also played one of her original songs, which is Love is a Beautiful Thing. That was filmed in St. Louis. You can check that out on YouTube at Mind with Teeth. You type in Mind with Teeth and then Bethany Caudill, C-A-U-D-I-L-L, and you can check that out. We have some really cool actors from St. Louis, one of them being Tammy Chapman and a good friend of hers who played the guy in this lovely little YouTube video. So you guys will have to go over and check it out. We have a really good show lined up. You can call in at 347-237-5339 and ask us a question. We're going to take one question callers here in a few minutes. Also, I will not be on next week. I will be out of town on the 16th, but the following week I will be back with a guest. And then we're also going to have Asen on again next month as well. So we're looking forward to that. If you want to get a reading from me, you can email starwaya@hotmail.com or you can find me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L. And if you'd like to set up a session with Asen, which he is my buddy and a total good guy, you can go to his website at Asen, AesonKnight.com or find him also on Facebook. Asen is a master psychic. He's gifted with clairvoyance, and he's had that since age 3. And he's a master tarot reader. He's been doing that since he was 18. He's a third-generation reader. He's straightforward. His qualifications are master clairvoyant, also certified master in tarot, certified also with the Universal Life Church. He has a degree. Asen has developed and sharpened his master skills, and he's really worked at schooling, which I think is incredible because he's had the gift all of his life, and he's mastered it, and he's put the tarot with it to add more descriptive things to it, and he also does some healing abilities. So he has a master in metaphysics. He's a registered clairvoyant, certified, and a registered psychic. I am too. That's awesome. He's also registered in tarot, certified as a spiritualist, certified as a master in the art of tarot, Reiki masters, Kolomai practice, and also the ordained minister of the Life Church. He's learn how to use his gifts and what to do with it, and he brings it straight to the point, smack dab, and doesn't mess around, which I love. You know, some readers, they beat around the bush, and they just hem and haw and make you wait, and Asen, he's not like that. He's just really down to earth and awesome. So again, our phone number is 347-237-5339. You can check out Asen's cool site at AesonKnight.com. And I'm going to bring him live now and let him talk more. Welcome to the show, Asen. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Doing lovely. How are you?
I'm doing lovely, too. It's awesome to have you back.
Yes, and especially this time of year, because I always love coming on in November. It seems like that it's just so great over here at GGM with all the thankfulness and all the stuff you guys are doing for the community. It's wonderful to come and visit.
Oh, yeah. We love doing stuff for the community. I know Reverend B's worked hard at putting a lot of different programs together, different ideas, different shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really just amazing. So I love having you over here also all the time because you're just straight on. You know, you give it the straight shot and you just tell people what they need to know. There's no beating around doing it. You just give it to them straight. And I love how you add the tarot into that.
Right, and, you know, the tarot for me is really a focusing tool. It enables me to really just kind of get a picture of where you're at. So so I can kind of figure out, okay, are we 3 months ago? Are we 6 months forward? You know, where we're at? Because when I go into readings, it's like watching a TV show on fast forward. If you guys remember those old VHSs, and I know our younger generation are going, huh, what? If you would hit play and fast forward, you could watch the whole movie really, really fast, which was great to skip through commercials and stuff like that. It's really not great when you're going, well, I like a guy, great. Which one of the three that I've sat here and watched? You know, that's why I use the tarot and ask for names or, you know, and, you know, get to where you're at so that I know where to go to and where you're headed to.
Exactly. Well, you know, a thing on the DVDs that I've seen these days, and I know that that's what we're at now, and who knows what we'll be doing, you know, next generation, we could be into something else.
Right.
But,
I think we're
going to
be into
DVDs,
full stream.
We probably will be. The DVDs fast forward, too, and I've seen that on the DVD player. And so it is. It's like watching a really fast movie. A girl was talking to me the other day. She was having a conversation with me back a month or so ago, and she was asking me why I was staring out into the distance. And it was literally because I was seeing this fast play vision in my head of what was going to happen. And funny enough, we were in her vicinity just driving, and she actually called me confirming the vision I had seen that I'd not told her about. But it was pretty radical that I was in the same area. I didn't tell her, you know, what the vision was, but I was staring out into space. But it literally is like that, a really fast movie.
Exactly, and it's just that fast, it's that quick, and, you know, and it's looking at, you know, years of your life, so that's why, you know, I always prefer a direct question. I don't do generals, especially when I'm online. The reason I don't do generals is if I have a client come into my office, a general, I tell it when they say, oh, I'm coming for a general, I say, all right, that'll be an hour and 45 minutes, because it's hunt and peck and try to hunt you down. You can't do that on a per-minute rate.
Oh, no. No, it's almost impossible to do it on a permanent rate because it's crazy. I mean, they're going to sit there and expect you to pull information out of air. Now, yes, you know, there are messages that you can give people that you can pull out of air. But still, you're looking at, you know, an hour tops to give all the messages that you get just right off the bat.
Right. Just right off the bat. And it may be stuff, and for me, it's always been stuff that, you know, clients go, yeah, I know I need to do that. Yeah, I know I need to do that. And it's like, you know, I had one client come in, and, you know, literally my God said, why is she even here? She don't have anything wrong. You know, and I'm like, honey, why are you here? And she says, well, I just wanted to check up. It took me 2 hours with her to figure out that, oh, everything was fine. Job was going great. She was getting a promotion. She knew she was getting a promotion. The boyfriend had just proposed to her, and they were going to do a lovely wedding. They were looking at houses. And I'm like, okay, why are you here? And she's like, well, I just wanted to check in. And I'm like, you didn't need to check in. You know, we're not doctors. We don't give checkups. We come in for the emergencies. But it was, I don't have many of them, but I get them once in a while, and it's just like, this don't work. You know, that's not how I work.
Well, they seem to say, well, I know that already. I know that already. I know that already. And you're thinking, well, then why did you sit down in the chair?
Exactly.
If you know all this stuff already, why do you need somebody to clarify it for you, you know, in the next sentence? And then they'll say,
or take the words out of your mouth.
Yes. Now, some of them will say to me, I needed confirmation. I needed to know that. But that's after we've had, you know, questions asked or what have you, which is fine. I mean, it's just that, you know, they need to know that, okay, they're going to sit in the chair and they're getting, you know, a reading that we already know about because we've already been there, done that.
Right.
But they finally tell you, well, we really needed that. So... But I'm like you. I want them to sit down with a question, or I'll tell them, why don't you think about what you want to know or what you want to ask and then come back.
Right.
Because, as you said, your tarot deck is a guide. It'll tell you approximately, you know, when in your pictures, is something going to happen? Or when do you need to be more specific with a certain thing coming
area.
Up in life, for example?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, but it's not going to tell me, you know, in 2 weeks you need to tell your boyfriend to shut up more often.
No.
You know.
There's no way that can
tarot,
happen.
Guides, they don't understand time. They have no idea on time. You know, when you ask the tarot or I ask my guides, so when is he going to call? They're like, well, it should be the next thing. And I'm like, great, mm-hmm. So when's the next thing? Oh, here in a little bit. They have no clue on time. Spirit has never understood time at all.
They don't develop in a timely way that we do. See, that's why we get woke up at, you know, 3 a.m., 2 a.m., 1 a.m., because they don't know that over here where you're at, you know, we're sleeping and we need to relax and take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, well, I have a message and this is what I have to tell you and I'm going to tell you now.
Right, because time is made up by man. We're the ones that decided, oh, we need to divide out everything and everything needs to be in its little OCD box and we'll count it down to the millisecond. Spirit is going, what are you doing that for? That's insane.
Yeah.
2 weeks, what's that? Why do we need 2 weeks? And I've even found in some of the mediumship test readings I've been doing, only in face-to-face. I can't do them online because it gets too crazy with the phone lines. That even the crossover spirits will go, what are you talking about, time? Time doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's only
and
our perception of
the
time.
World, that's the world they're in. The time doesn't
mm-hmm.
exist in the world they're in because they don't live in the world we're in.
No. And they don't understand the things that we do. They don't understand guilt. They don't understand anger. You know, crossover loved ones, all they understand once they get over and fully adjusted to everything is normally love. And, you know, complete knowledge of A plus B equals C.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's no more torment or anger or sadness or all of that.
Right.
You know, we went to a medium and Bethany was in the audience and she learned that, you know, you don't have to be responsible for how they died or, you know, you don't have to feel guilty, I think was what it was she had said that she did not know, that she carried, you know, because she carried a lot of guilt some time back for one of the people that had crossed over in her life. So she just learned something out of watching somebody.
Right. And, you know.
Which was impressive because, you know, they don't. They know that we care, you know, when they die
mm-hmm.
and cross over if we weren't there. And we showed up 5 minutes later, they're like, oh, cool, they showed up. That's really nice,
mm-hmm.
you know, they care. And they know you showed up. You don't have to worry about, oh, do they know it? Are they sad? Are they worried? It's very comforting, you know, to actually know that your loved ones know that you were there towards the end.
Right. And that, you know, you stayed with them and you said your goodbyes, and they're like, okay, I'm getting up and going to go have a piece of toast. I'll talk to you in a little while.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, and we're going, oh, my God, you know, they're not breathing. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. They've left us. And the gods don't really even know it. And, you know, the spirit that crosses over is like, well, that was interesting. I've got to go do A and
yeah.
B, and then I'm going to go do C. You know, and that's some of the things I hope to. I've recently began, you know, I think my first issue coming out will probably be the December issue of Magic Happens, where I'm going to be doing a monthly column over there and a monthly FAQ, monthly how-to, and a monthly review on some different products, and maybe some feature articles. And that's some of the stuff I'm going to talk about in my column, you know, so be sure to check that out. That's over at Magic Happens Magazine. It's one of the largest magazines out there on the internet. I think they're like 3 million reads a month.
That's great.
And I hope to talk about some of the things that Spirit doesn't get and man is just worrying himself sick over. In my monthly columns, and who knows what else Spirit will lead me to doing.
Well, I love it that, you know, when you read, you're very straightforward and you give the answers to people who need them right away, and you don't lack that, you know, with the tarot. I know that that's what you're, you know, you're really known for, but I love how Spirit is teaching you about, you know, the fact that, you know, we don't have to worry about or be sad over when they cross over, you know, that they're giving you more of an outlet to go there and talk to people about that. Because that'll be comforting to others. It'll really help them.
Well, it will, and, you know, that way I don't have to sometimes explain stuff that can take a while for you to grasp. You can have time to poise on it and think on it. And then we've relaunched the coffee shop for our double listeners that listen to both things.
That's great.
And I really enjoy doing that. We've got a sponsor, psychic.biz. They're an awesome, awesome network, and they're backing us fully for it with advertising costs and, you know, blog talk radio costs and, you know, a few other ventures we're going to be putting out. Like, we're now putting the shows up on YouTube for our listeners that maybe can't use blog talk radio or, you know, want to have it on their phone without downloading an app. And
that's
totally handled, and, you know, Psychic Biz is taking care of all that. And then they also have listed a promotion, and these are for any listeners of today's show or the Psychic Coffee Shop. If you go to their site, and when you upload at least $15 to your account for a reading, they give you, and you use the promo code COFFEE, they're going to give you an additional $10. Plus, they are,
nice.
If you're a new client, you're going to get another $5. So they're going to give you $20 for just opening the account, and then you can choose from any of their tested readers. And everyone over there has been authenticated at least 3 times for accuracy, not just professionalism like most networks do, but for accuracy.
That's perfect. How cool.
Yeah, very much so. You know, and then I'm also going to be launching 3 daily cards a day. One is from the Ascended Masters by Doreen Virtue. I love her work.
Deck. I use her decks too.
You do? Which one do you have? Because I know you do angel readings. Are you still using
Actually, I have all of them. There's a particular set I use at fairs, which is really funny. It's just a set that actually calls on me every fair I go to. And the people that I read for are just amazed by it, actually, because I don't use the book or anything. It's my own, you know, interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
I like the ones you're using, too, because I have those also.
You're right.
I'm using the messages with your angels, but I have the bigger decks, too, like the Angel Tarot, and I have the Guardian Angel Tarot, the big, huge, giant decks. But
that deck is hard to shuffle, darling, even for my big fat
it
hands.
Is. The clients pretty much, though, like the smaller angel decks, so I tend to go more that way and have people shuffle them that way. Those bigger decks I will use for fun, though, just because they're really actually amazing to read with also, but they are huge.
They are. They're huge. They're hard to handle. But I'm going to do a daily Ascended MasterCard. That you can find at Instagram, Facebook, all over for me. And then I'm going to do Messages from the Angels daily. And that's the deck that Amanda uses
too.
At fairs. I love it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, your daily tarot card. And that'll be starting
daily
probably tomorrow. I love doing daily tarot, but so I'm launching that for my clients. I'm trying to give back some more and, you know, aid them. And of course, you know, I'm writing the daily guide. That's my daily blog that appear up on my website, aceandlight.com, and goes up on psychiccoffeeshop.info, and then of course over at Keen, where a blog I've hosted there for God's about 7 years now. So
nice.
Yeah, so that's a lot of what I'm doing here through the winter, because I've stopped traveling for the winter. I end my traveling at All Hallows Eve, October 31st,
Very cool. Very cool. We're slowing down on travel, too, because what's going to happen is the weather's going to get really bad out, and then we'll start up again probably later on when the weather's good again.
And that happens with a lot of people. I mean, there's just no way. I'm sorry. You know, I got stuck in Columbus, and this was before I lived
there.
No. I was traveling at that time like 362 days out of the year. And I got pulled in, went into the hotel, came out, and it had been fine. It was a nice, cool December evening. Come out, everything is covered in a sheet of glass, and I'm stuck there for a week. You can't do that.
Oh, no.
October 31st, I don't travel again until Beltane in the Forest, which will be in May. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, I now help chair that and help put that event together. And that'll be in May, and we're looking at probably the first Saturday in May. So, but we won't start planning that till January, which will be fine. And that's here locally. That's down in Charleston, West Virginia. And then I'm going to be traveling some more.
Nice. That'll be really fun.
Yes,
that'll
be enjoyable.
It's smart to only travel, you know, during, you know, the times that you're guided to travel. And then, you know, stay in when you're doing other things. So, very smart. And
definitely.
I'm looking forward to seeing your travels and where you're going.
I'm hoping to get over to
online
you are.
Classes. Oh, I bet you will. I bet you will get
yeah,
over to
Yeah, I haven't been over to, you know, over to Missouri for a while, and that looks to be fun. Of course, you're going to be coming to Tennessee soon. And that's only a hop, jump, and a car throw for me. So, we can definitely hook up there and get into some meanness.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely hook up. It'll be cool. And when you come out this way, it'll be cool, too. We have some good stuff out here, too, and some new stuff opening up, you know, in different areas in Illinois and St. Louis and, you know, some of the stuff out this way towards southwest Missouri where, you know, Beth is and where people know her from and where she got started in music. There's some stuff opening up, too, that's pretty exciting, but, you know, the smaller towns in Illinois, like Alton and various places like that, are getting some really good things out, too. So they're just starting to open up some stuff, which is pretty good, like little New Age shops or fairs. So it's pretty exciting.
I love those. I love the little mom-and-pop New Age shops and the ones that go out there and actually do it right. They don't carry mm-hmm. the fluffy stuff. And when I say fluffy stuff, I'm talking about, like, angelic incense that they just pulled out of the dollar store box and stuck into a glass jar. They actually do it right and, you know, actually do it well. A lot of handmade products are awesome out there.
Handmade products are
company
always
now.
Really good. That's good.
Right, and that's the way it should be. A lot of metaphysical stuff should be made by hand, either by yourself or someone skilled at it. Ordering it out of, like, off of, you know, this big manufacturing company, it's going to be like everything else. You can either stay home and make you a good hamburger, or you can go to fast food and grab a hamburger, and they're not going to be the same. They're not going to taste the same. They're not going to nourish your body the same. The same thing with, you know, any spiritual stuff you use.
Exactly. I've run into a couple of places that are good with the hamburgers, one of them being Five Guys Burgers and Fries in St. Louis, and they have one in Springfield, Missouri, and their fries are all natural, and their burger is all natural. But, I mean, you have to investigate. You don't just want to grab something and put that in your body just like you would, you know, grabbing some incense or frankincense. And it's like I tell everybody about oils. You definitely want to make sure that when you buy oils, they are therapeutic-grade oils because that is just so important with therapeutic grade oils because that's what you need in life is the all natural.
All natural, 100% done right. I use a company called Crown & Conjure, and I recommend him to everybody. I know that he does his stuff well. He uses pure yohimbe oil as a carrier. And when you get the oil, it's the best on the market. I mean, literally, it's pure. It's made straight in Africa. and shipped over, and, you know, the whole process isn't this big, huge chemical-based thing. But Crown & Conjure uses that, and I love these oils. They're long-lasting. I literally had a shirt on the other day, and it was a shirt that I had put some oil on, and it had already been washed, and you could still smell the oil in it. And that's when
that's
you know you're getting
wild.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, that's wonderful that, you know,
yep.
you've got the pure oil, you smell it. That's the way to go. You want to smell pure. You want to smell good. That's the whole way into it.
And you
want to
see what's in it.
Yes, because you could put something on your skin that's very bad for you, and that's something where I tell people, do not put it on you if it is not therapeutic grade oil. Do not ingest
right.
it. If it's not therapeutic grade oil, because it's bad for you and it could be very poisonous.
And it could not even be what you're supposed to be having. You know, it's just like the vitamins they found out recently were taking sawdust instead of vitamins.
Yeah, which is crazy. You don't want to be taking sawdust instead of vitamins. You need your nutrients and your vitamins every day.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to a really quick commercial break, and then we'll be back. You want to take a couple of callers? I think we have about two.
Oh, I'll take them. Light them up, honey.
All right. I will
take
a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Ason Knight. You can check out his website at AesonKnight.com, and we'll be right back after this commercial break. See you in a minute.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets. And now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empower-u-academy.org. That's empower-u-academy.org.
What do I smell?
Ooh, do you like that? It's a new aromatherapy oil I just got from Young Living. It's called Clarity, and it's really great to improve and promote mental alertness, especially if you're tired or drowsy.
Yeah, do I need that? Let me see the bottle. Wow, it's got basil, chamomile, cardamom, geranium, bergamot.
Yeah, and rosemary, lemon, ylang ylang, peppermint, jasmine. Ooh, it smells divine.
Boy, I want some Clarity. Where did you get it?
I got it from Your Natural Alternatives. All you need to do is go on the internet to tinyurl.com/aromayl.
lovers everywhere. Subway makes me nervous, people pushing me too far. I got to break away, so take my hand out, cause I want to live.
Listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
You are listening to Messages of Light. I am your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Our call-in number today for questions is 347-237-5339. You can ask one question. And again, you can check out Aeson Knight at AEsonKnight.com. That's Aeson, AEsonKnight.com. We are going to take some callers and bring him back now. Our call-in again is 347-237-5339. I'm going to bring Aeson back now. Welcome to the show, Aeson. Welcome back.
Thank you, darling. So let's get these callers to care of.
All right. We're going to have our first caller, which is area code 402. You're on with Amanda and Aeson. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Kuleilani. And my question was what you saw coming for me in 2016, anything really good and exciting?
Well, let me take a look here, honey, because, you know, everything is exciting. You know, 2016 is going to be a busy growing year for you. I feel like you're going to travel probably the first and second half of it. It looks to be like finances are improving. And I feel like the theme mostly is going to be family and family connections.
Right.
Okay. And I feel like you're going to have to put some very deep focus to that.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, darling. Anything else?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, you guys. No, that's okay. And just want to say thank you, and I appreciate what you do, and mahalo.
Mahalo, darling.
Thank you. Okay, our next call-in is area code 417. You're on the line with Amanda and Aeson. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. How can we help you, darling?
I was just wondering what the cards look like for me.
As
far
as what?
My name's Marilyn, by the way.
Okay, Marilyn. And as far as what, dear?
Just in the future, what holds for me in health and finances and travel.
Let me take a look here. You know, I feel like you're getting ready to go through some changes. I feel like they're going to be hard. But I feel like it'll be fine. This looks more career-wise. You're going to make some choices on what you really want to do to make your finances grow. I also feel like health-wise you're okay, but your stress level needs to be handled better.
What about travel?
Not for a while.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry. You got too many changes to take care of first.
You got what?
Too many changes to take care of.
Oh, okay. Okay. I got you. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a great evening.
You too.
Yeah,
thank
you for calling.
Yeah.
All right, Aeson. Thank you for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome,
sweetie. We'll have to do this again.
Yep, I'll see you in December.
All right, talk to you in December. You have a great rest of your day.
You too, dear.
You've
bye, darling.
You've been listening to WGGM Radio. Check out Aeson Knight at AEsonKnight.com. You can find me at starwaya@hotmail.com for a reading. That's how you set it up, by contacting me at that email. Or you can find me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L. If you're interested in getting a CD of Bethany Caudill's, you can also message me about those details as well, because I'm her manager. Everybody have a great rest of your day, And next Monday, there will be no Messages of Light, but the following Monday after that, I will be back. I'm going to be out of town next Monday, but the following Monday after that, I'll be back. Have a great day, everybody.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Well, I'm stuck in Folsom prison, time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear the whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Oh, play that guitar. Do it. I bet there's rich folks eating from the fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep them moving, and that's what tortures me. They freed me from this prison if the railroad train was mine. Bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let the lonesome whistle blow my blues away. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my feet, let you. You can do anything to stay off my face. You can knock me down, step on my face, turn to my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do. Honey, lay off of those feet, now don't you step on my feet. You can burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of those shoes, now don't shoot. Step on my blue gray shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue gray shoes. I rock it. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 now don't you step on my blue gray shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay off my blue gray shoes. Well, it's a blue, blue, blue gray shoes, honey. Blue, blue, blue gray shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue gray shoes, honey. Blue, blue, blue gray shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay off my blue gray shoes. Take those old records off the